today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Any control that you yield to someone under the age of five, you might as well be put into the parent prison because you're a dope.
Once France, you know, they sealed the deal and they won the World Cup, throughout the city, all I heard was honk, 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 honk. And every time I'd look outside my window or outside Podcast Village, people with a French flag driving around, just celebrating the World Cup win while soccer is not the number one sport in the country. It is in the world.
Right.
So it was nice to see that celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, back in Croatia, they were enjoying new cool ranch Croats.
Okay, how long until it grows back? Because I don't know. Like, you're an attractive guy, but this is not attractive.
Oh! All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Good Monday morning, everyone. A strange little household note for this morning. My soon-to-be five-year-old. Five-year-old this week.
Yes.
This Thursday.
He seems like yesterday, does it not?
It when you're an elderly father, when you're a father that just wants to make it through his high school graduation, you truly, truly are aware of how the time flies.
Yes. Yeah.
But but there are certain dilemmas, and it's gotten worse. I'll be honest with you. It's gotten worse lately when it comes into the office this morning, or really the adjunct to my bedroom,
yes,
where I do this program for
broadcast
from,
suite.
He says, "Anyone here?" I said, "What? I can't understand this. I say this a lot. I can't understand you when you whine." I said, "I can't understand you. What is it, sweetie?"
I just hurt myself.
I said, "You hurt yourself? What happened?" And I give him exactly what he wants. You know, I go the full...
The high voice sympathy, yeah.
I'm not one of those dads that's like, "What? What is it? What?
Rub dirt on it."
Yeah. So he says, "I fell on my hands." I said, "Oh, let me see your hands." And his hands actually in the back, right around the palm, the back of the palm, were actually quite rough. Like he'd scraped them or something.
Right.
And so I gave him more sympathy. And I said, "Okay, are you going to be okay?" And you never ask that of a five-year-old, because he says, "No." And so where does that leave you? That's sympathy.
You gave him too much control in the situation.
I give him too much control. Can you tell we had a weekend with him?
Sounds like it.
Now, when you're in the car and you're with your betrothed and you ask him where you'd like to go, it's idiocy. Any control that you yield to someone under the age of five, you might as well be put into the parent prison because you're a dope. You're a dope. You don't even want him. You don't even want him to hear what you're talking about.
He's no choice.
Do we have to go into Ellsworth? Yeah, I want to get some chrome cleaner. Okay, and then you'll hear him. You'll hear from the back. I don't want to get chrome cleaner. You don't even know what I'm talking about, but you're weighing in.
Right.
So anyway, he's off to play tennis.
A lot of times when you live in close proximity with people, and I think Oscar will back me up with this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When they hear what's going on, they're inclined to offer an opinion.
Oh, yeah.
And so
yeah.
You must always just act and hope he gets caught up in the swift updraft
of it. Also, I know that part of the deal when you're raising a child is to accelerate their education. To teach them reading, writing, arithmetic. And do it, do it in the proper time frame. Well, I'm here to say I will not be teaching my son to read.
Why?
Until he's out of the house, because I don't want to give up the ability to spell.
Oh.
Did the TOY come today?
Mm-hmm.
And no one didn't. I don't want. I like that privilege. So I really.
He's smart. He's gonna figure it out. He's gonna figure it out on his own.
Yeah, but I mean, Julia, I'm hoping if I don't teach him to spell through his 18th birthday, I'll be able to spell things.
Like, it is a great advantage.
He can't have the CAR this weekend.
Giving kids choices?
I don't know. See, I'm not. That's where there's really no manual. We don't have to have a license to do it.
I'll say 16, because if they can drive, then they can be part of their own choice.
Well, I've got a 23-year-old daughter and a 21-year-old daughter, and I saw her Instagram dancing, and no, the answer is no. I will not give you a choice.
Okay.
To do anything, that's all. But I don't want to talk about me. I want to talk about Oscar Santana and then the reaction, because this was that's the funny. Big weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Would you not say that the overwhelming response to your head shaving was positive?
Oh, yeah. I think that it was well worth one. You know, a Lannister always pays their bets and they always pay their debts.
Yeah, well, let's not look back on that, because that got a little wobbly, if you remember last week's show.
And I'm wondering, did you also
had to give you a little tough love?
I wasn't wobbly.
To get that over the finish line.
You threw a fit.
Did you head into town to buy chrome polish as well?
No, not at all.
Because his head.
And I wasn't given a choice.
Right.
So we moved on with that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Did you offer an opinion?
No.
No. I tried to play a game. If you're just listening to Mike O'Mara shows, last week, Mike...
on last week, previously on the Mike O'Mara show,
Mike thought that Oscar was not going to pay the bet.
Right.
Mike just pounded sand. Mike just
gone.
Mike just beat feet. Yeah. Just beat feet, and then texted Rob, "I will come back when he agrees to shave his head."
And then the text arrived 20 minutes later.
We'll never know. He claims that he had no intention of not shaving his head. So that's where we were. That's hindsight. Look forward.
I mean, the claim was based in fact, because I had it arranged from day one.
Fact in your mind.
Right.
No, a fact.
I don't know what's in your brain.
Well, no, fact in the collective mind, because we had to figure out how to get a barber.
That means
here.
We'll have to bring our third party in here.
Yes.
Did you question whether did you think he was wobbling? I sure did.
He came in with sort of the bravado of someone who was going to challenge what was already established as fact. But
yeah, Oscar and I are similar in that regard.
I will give him credit.
When we're not doing something that we are, you know, when we're pissed about something, we'll get in people's kitchen.
The swagger about it. You know? Yeah, a lot of swagger.
You know, when like we're doing something that isn't, you know, we're not all that into, sometimes we'll get pissy and yep. that's kind of.
But I wasn't mad at the head shaving. I was mad at the world.
Yeah, he was mad at the dirt.
Which yes,
maybe carrying into this week a little bit too. I think
maybe. You know, maybe.
Yeah,
you know, we're here to uplift people, Mike, to inspire them.
Well, you uplifted me over the weekend, though.
Yeah.
It was nice seeing you
because I was
in
working
here on
all
Saturday
weekend,
doing
yes.
the diligent and work, and by the way, everything hitting on all eight today. So
guys
got in at
7 in the morning, made sure everything
day
was right.
Over with.
Boom, boom, bam.
One little, I mean, not to look behind the curtain, only one little glitch. You know, let's start the show.
Yeah.
1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000.
That will get better in time.
Work on that time. Really work on that time.
Working on it.
That's mine.
What else would you like from Maine, Mike? Please tell us more.
What would I like from Maine?
Yes, please. Your wish list.
What
this is as good as it gets when you're working 7 days a week through the weekend to make sure this works. We're on the same page. So you're gonna give me some credit.
Yeah, I was gonna give you. I have to give Oscar some credit.
Wow.
Which, by the way, pains me, but I will give him credit. That the moment that you disconnected and on the walk off after he was, you know,
I saw it
hemming and hawing.
I watched it. Thanks, Trip. Thanks for putting the clip up.
First thing he said is, "I was never gonna
show." Somebody puts a clip up.
The first thing he said was, "I never intended to not shave my head.
Remember
I was
that.
Doing
yes.
a bit.
Yes.
It's no fun to not argue."
And I'm not going to, he did it, so I mean, I'm not prepared
to. The $10,000 figure should have been the tell.
Yeah, probably.
$10,000 I don't have.
Yeah, I understand. I understand how that works. But getting back to my original question. So how did you, I'm just curious as
how was it met?
Friends and family. How about this? Family disappointed.
Yeah, let me start with a specific question because for the first time on Friday, I met his father.
Mm-hmm.
I had never met Oscar's dad.
I met his father before.
And he came by and it was nice to meet him. But I know that you prepared your father for the different hairstyle.
Yes.
How did
very
that
dignified,
go?
Very dignified, right? Mr.
Oh, my
Mr.
God.
Zavias,
yeah.
Very,
mm-hmm.
very
Both
dignified.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Lean. Is Both he still lean and kind of tall?
Yeah, the Andes have treated him well. His other family has fed him very well.
That's good.
The mountains or the mints?
You know.
Great question.
Some of the great relationships. Let me make a point here. Some of the great relationships, great long-term marriages have survived, I think, based on two people being in other parts of the
world. Happy in different parts of the
world. Hey, it's the difference. Yes. It's that space that makes it work. Carrie used to travel a lot.
Did she really?
Yeah. Remember when she was working for the mapping
Doesn't
company?
Anymore.
No, she's at home all the time. And especially now, it's summer vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, she doesn't have to go to school.
At least you've got the travel bug.
Yeah. Okay. I'm treating it.
So
medication.
My dad, you don't go to a grocery store that's not 2 miles from your house.
My father was slightly annoyed. He didn't understand why and how and because. So
the circumstances? Was it the circumstances that annoyed him? But when did you say?
Well, what you don't know is I went home and changed into a dress shirt.
He did.
Like slacks and
hard shoes.
Hard shoes. Buckles. And came back to meet my father. And then I had a meeting after lunch with my father. So, but the dressing up was for
a meeting. Like, was it lunch or a meeting with your father? You don't have a meeting with your father.
Well,
you meet
actually,
your father.
He does. Yes. It's a very, very, very formal
my
relationship.
My father shows up in a suit. I am dressed up for him. That's what happens.
See, that to me.
I have a hard out of 215.
I did.
You know, I love that. Look, let me make it real clear. And this I'm being serious about here. After my summer up here and just observing the world, let me just make this real clear to you. Embrace that. Embrace that. Love that. Love that you gotta, you know, I am so sick of watching people in their pajamas all day that I'm ready to barf up here. I am truly ready to barf. Somebody put a viral video of like some sort of bike function, and it's all these different combustion engines that are cute and little.
Right.
It was like a Jimmy Cerrito-thon, okay? Everybody's like got jammies on and beers in their hand, driving little minibikes going, bravo! And then they have little exchanges, okay? And the exchanges go something like, yeah, I'm going to go downtown. And I said to myself, this is it. This is what's happening. It's right. Already here. It's just accelerated. So when someone shows up dressed to the nines, ready to have a nice lunch and take their son out, and their son goes back home to make himself more presentable, wrap your arms around that.
Embrace
that
it.
That is that. We ought to go back to that. It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
In many, many places.
And put on a tie before you fly.
Rob,
you know, you can mock it all you want, no. Birkenstock. But you know what? Are you wearing shorts with that shirt today?
Mike, I am wearing fantastic knickers and hard
shoes.
Can I see
what your pants are?
No, you may not.
What? Why? Why?
Because what they are. They're brown cargo shorts.
With the dress short?
No, they're cargo shorts and Birkenstocks.
That shirt?
Yes. It's a good look.
You look.
It's a short sleeve.
You look like a toddler.
So, like, you look like you just got out of treatment.
I do. Fair enough.
So the family didn't like it.
So my father.
We just focused on the dad.
Slightly annoyed.
I do not like the circumstances.
Lunch was a bit terse and brief.
But you did not find a hair in your soup.
Was
it because of the head shaving itself or the circumstances of the head shaving?
I think my father had a misconception of. Once I finished up my MBA, that these hijinks would change.
Oh,
And
the hijinks are what you love.
Well, I mean, clearly
the MBA was just acquired to advance the hijinks.
I don't think he understood that. And
he doesn't understand it. I thank God for it.
Yeah. So he said, well, you know, at least you know that you look good with a bald head, just like your papa when you get older. So that was sweet before he
That's
left.
Very nice.
Right?
All
right. After
nice
he judged
lunch?
Me throughout lunch. Lunch was very combative.
Cold? Where did you go?
He said, he goes, disregard the head shaving. We went to Surfside just up the street.
Oh, very nice.
And he said, you look unhappy. And I said, well, Dad, I have had quite the week. Yeah, and he said,
anybody catching us last
week? Oh, it's not about, I was like, I'm sorry you're catching me on a bad, and I apologize. I was like, I'm sorry you're catching me on today, but I was not going to cancel our lunch because we had set this four days ago, right?
Yep.
And he said, he goes, I just want you to know that life is not all about money. I hope you understand that. He says that to me, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, Dad, I turned it right around on him because I wasn't having it. I said, Dad, when you were 40, you had 3 children, a small townhouse, and a year-to-year contract, and I barely saw you. If someone would have sat down, including your father, in front of you and said, hey, it's not all about money or turning off your phone during a broadcast.
Right.
It's all about, it's all, me. It's all about, that was me. Okay. It was all about, so just please slow down. You look unhappy. You probably would have been insulted because unless you're solving those problems, now you helped me buy a house and gave me my life and paid for my education.
Mm-hmm.
Noted.
Right.
I said, unless you know that, I was like, I want you to feel what I felt. I want you to know that I feel that you probably felt 10 times more unhappy when you were 40 with the hand that you were dealt, and look what you've created. I was like, you were the example for me. I said, so with all due respect, I am happy. It's been a bad week. I promise you that today, and the face and the bald head aside, is not a reflection of where I am in life. Okay. I'm very lucky.
Okay, that's an honest answer. Yes. And how did he respond to that?
He goes, well, I can't argue with that. When I was 40, I was miserable and I was scared and I was hopeful. And he goes, I guess now in my old age, as he's almost 80, I can look back and say I should have had more happiness at this time. And I said, I agree.
Yeah.
He said, but I was like, and by the way, I'm not fighting for the money. I was like, this is beyond that. I'm fighting for a culture and a business and a dream. Right. And that doesn't always come with dollars.
Mm-hmm. No, but here it is. I think that he understands that, and a lot of people are in that same situation.
Yeah.
And it is rare that we have the type of situations. And by the way, Oscar's referring to a lot of technical stuff last week that we were battling.
Yeah, and I'm not mad at anybody. It's just grind.
It was full. That people up here are very, very surprised when they see me. And I'm squawking about everything. You know, that so it was that, and hopefully that'll never happen again.
Right, Mike.
That is the point.
Right, you are.
Okay. So,
all right, very good.
That was cool.
I got the email that you sent, though, you know, saying it won't happen again.
I gave my dad a thumbs up. I gave him I walked him to his car.
I didn't get any emails.
No emails. It's fine. No need to correspond. No. And he said, I have some chocolates for Shannon because
he
loves Shannon. And he goes, do you mind giving this? He goes, and I said, sure. And he rolled out. I call later on my niece, nephew, and this is after just the evening time.
Right.
And brother and sister, I was like, hey, like surprise them with the rock haircut. And my niece immediately ran away from the FaceTime and asked me if I had a prosthetic on. And she didn't call it a prosthetic, but she says, is that Hollywood makeup?
Oh.
And I said, no, that's...
They were scared.
Yeah, yeah. They were scared.
Be afraid.
My sister asked me if there was something wrong and started tearing up. So that's that reaction. My wife said I looked like a white supremacist before we went to bed, which was also
and also an ironic thing for you to be a white supremacist.
Yeah, I said, but I'm Latin. She goes, but you look even more racially ambiguous now.
Yeah.
And then I said, okay.
We don't know what he hates.
But overall, this is a big W.
Showed a picture to my sister. I said, all he's missing is the neck tattoo. That's what.
That'll be the next bet.
So that's low lights. Let's celebrate the highlights and the happy.
Yeah, I'd like
to
hear the highlights.
As my kids would call the big dubs, the wins.
Yes, the dubs. The Ws. The Ws came from these wonderful TMOS-aholics. Those of you on the fan club and off the fan club and privately who have my number somehow were kind enough to write me and say a big W. Now, do I think I look great with a bald head? I do. Do I think that it should have been done earlier in life? Absolutely. Will I be growing my hair back? I will. But I know this. When I'm ready to go bald because of your support on the fan club page, I'm ready. Like, I will not highlight. I will not fight. If I turn up like Spiewak like 5 years ago, I'm not going to hold on. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to move forward.
I've said my entire life that when that happens to somebody who's younger, that you know, cut it. You know, Bruce Willis made a career of it
many years ago. And I think there's another dub that we're not really realizing here is that now Oscar feels free enough to say he looks good. That shyness, that demureness is gone.
Also, at my first encounter with what could have possibly been considered some sort of prejudice.
Oh.
Prejudice.
What happened?
On Saturday after, and remember we linked up with that crew? We had Pat here, we had Rofo, Todd and Marissa came by because we thought we would need their help for the network, Todd's help.
Oh, okay. Now it makes sense. You were saying you came in touch with with racism.
No. Tillman. Tillman was great.
Sorry about that. Oh, I thought you were talking about
and
Todd.
It's not 100%. It's not 100%.
This making haircuts great
might be
again,
my
Mike.
Paranoid mind, right?
Right.
So this might be me projecting. I will say that I get received in a different manner at CVS now, which is even better. I get a lot more respect there.
Let's see.
When there I say, hey, this beer. Machine's broken, somebody scurries over right away.
Yeah.
Instead of just me saying,
it's better to be loved or be feared. Charles Palmateri. Anyway, Bronx Tale.
I usually have to say, yoo-hoo.
Because put your card in and it goes, eh.
something's wrong with the self-checkout.
You just look over at the lady and go, this isn't working.
I just point.
Right.
And she's like, she scurries right over, right? Mm-hmm. She said, let's get this gangbanger out of here. And then.
It's not working for him.
He's broken.
Do you want to come and help me, or do you want me to reach into your cash register?
I'm trying to pay for this.
All I want is my sky bar.
Come on.
The lemon bar.
I leave you alone, and I will take this fearful situation away from you if you let me get my smart wall. You let me skang. If I can skang my heart, my smart water, I let you go. I can't skang my smart water, you're going to die. There you are. Okay. Hey, okay, chica.
As a restaurateur, I want you to answer this question if you don't mind,
yes.
Mike.
Yes.
We walked up to this restaurant up the street and we were. This entire crew, similar to this, two weekends ago, was there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a table of six. And I said, hey, is your atrium or patio open? Mm-hmm. They said, no, it's packed. But right where she goes, and there's a long wait.
Oh.
And I said, okay. I was like, well.
Right,
because I'm the one talking.
Right,
I forgot I had the essay cut, right?
There's a long wait. That might be subconscious racism.
So
I don't even think it's subconscious.
Mind you, the front of the restaurant is empty.
Dead. God, I don't want him sitting at one of our tables, please. No.
Dead. The front of the restaurant is dead. Like, there's nobody there, just the bartender and one bar patron.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, I would say, no less than 80 seats.
Okay.
This place is dead.
Right.
And I say, they're like, well, we can see you up front.
What was what profile the hostess for me?
She looked a little like Chrissy Metz.
So older lady?
A younger Chrissy Metz.
A younger? Okay,
yeah,
so it's
right?
Okay.
No big deal.
Doing the hostess
thing. And I said, okay. She goes, well, we can see you back here, like in the corner hidden. And I said, we actually have sat back there before. It's just very quiet, and we would like to sit near the windows because at least we can have a little ambiance.
That's the last thing they want to put you in a window.
I'm not thinking about that, though.
Oh, but yeah.
Mm. I looked over, and the tables were all empty, every single one of them.
It's interesting.
And I said, would you mind if we just put a couple tables together? There are six of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, we come here all the time. And she goes, well, we don't usually move the tables. I said, well, would you mind asking the manager just for an exception this time? Very polite.
Yeah.
Hadn't had one drink, just wanted to eat and spend some money.
She came over and said, sir, you're going to need to leave now.
Just want to spend some money. And
we're calling the police.
She looked at the lady next to her, who might or may not have been her manager. They had a quick whisper fest. Came back, and she says, we're not going to be able to move those tables. And I said, we're not going to be able to spend roughly $350 to $400 here tonight. We'll go down the street to Bread Soda. So see you later. And just left.
Wow. I've
never had that experience.
And they had an attitude
about it the entire time.
When did you realize that it was probably because they didn't want your mug in the front
window? Well, I can't guarantee that.
But obviously, that had to be part of it.
Stupid is what they were saying. That could have
been
dumb.
That could have been like really dumb.
Was this Saturday night?
Yes.
Yeah, they were just being.
7 p.m., dead bar in the front.
Wow.
Completely did not make sense.
What's the name of the joint? Let's give them a
Oh, plug. No, I don't want to whore them.
Come
I don't
on.
No, they've been great in the past. This could have been just one bad egg, right?
Mm. All right. But, okay, well, I'll do it, okay? Because we have to start the show.
Yeah.
I'll out them,
What's
all right?
What's the name of it?
Chipotle.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Blessed be the fruit.
Ah,
Last night was your first ceremony. Commander Lawrence said it went splendidly.
Does it?
Isn't that encouraging of Joseph? Emily. I hope you appreciate the opportunity you've been given in this house. God is truly merciful. He offers redemption even to the most perverse and degenerate among his flock. It's like I cut out your tongue.
She just stabbed Aunt Emily. Kicked her. Now she's kicking my cousin. Knock it off. Knock it off, Emily. Down the stairs you go. Knife in the back. Oh, dear. She's hardy. She's no Mary. She'll survive it. She's a Dowd. Sorry.
Commander.
What?
Call an ambulance.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
I'll do an handout intro here.
Nice. From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., from the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
The Mike O'Mara Show, a TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. If you're listening right now, you do too. TMOS, always ready to hear from you, our weekly mailbag, our Wide Open Wednesday. Our show is an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation, so please let us hear from you. All over the world, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Whip! Q-U-I-P. The truth is, most of us are brushing our teeth wrong. Wrong!
Wrong!
That's because most brands focus on selling flashy gimmicks rather than better brushing, but not Quip. So what makes Quip so different? Let me tell you, it's an electric toothbrush that's a fraction of the cost of bulkier brushes, but still packs the big vibrations to clean your teeth. Quip's built-in timer helps you clean for the dentist-recommended 2 minutes with guiding pulses that remind you when to switch sides. Quip subscription plans deliver new brush heads on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5, including free shipping worldwide. Quip comes with a mount that puts right on, you put it on your mirror. It's beautiful. It's space age. Serves as a cover for hygienic travel whenever you take your, wherever you take your tea.
Yeah. Everywhere
everyone,
I go.
Everyone loves Quip. They were on Oprah's O-List, named one of Time's best inventions. And Quip is the first subscription electric toothbrush accepted by the American Dental Association. Quip is backed by a network of over 20,000 dentists and hygienists, and hundreds of thousands of happy brushers use Quip every single day. Quip starts at just $25. If you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS. GETQUIP.com/TMOS. And we thank you.
Yay, Quip.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad that you're getting positive reinforcement from the listeners. Because
from my real family, Mike. My real family.
But they also are brutally honest, and they would tell you if there was something. And everybody that I talked to, everybody in my family that the comment was that in general was that he looks really good with that. And and everybody felt, I'm sure you got that feedback from everybody.
Yeah, I did. And
did that surprise you? Did it surprise you how good you look?
Well, yes. Be honest. I wasn't, this isn't one of those things like, oh, I don't know how I did on that test. And I hope I did. And you know, you murdered it and you have an A++ and you ruined the curve for the entire family. No, the entire class. I remember the last time I shaved my head, and I remember that there was frame damage, and there was there were dents and divots. What I didn't account for is the last time I shaved my head, I shaved my head.
Sure.
The last two times I've shaved my head, I've done it. And during that process, there is no, this is before Harry's, this is before good clippers or expensive ones. This is when you do it with the clippers that you find in your friend's drawer. You're like, oh, these haven't been on your ball sack. I can definitely use these. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? Well, yeah, when a professional does it, they do it right.
Yeah, it's a tricky thing. It's a tricky thing to do it, yeah.
For the 20, 30-somethings out there that might have a little male pattern baldness early in their life, premature balding, it's really not premature. It's the way your genetic code is, and that's the way it works. I got a buddy that that I work with, Dave DiNardo. I hope he doesn't mind me using his name, but Dave was losing his hair when he was in his 20s, and he went with the close-cropped look. He did that, and I remember looking at that going, why these men that go through hoops trying to get hair plugs and trying to get hair this and hair that and
trickery,
you know, with doing that. Now, if you're thinning and you want to supplement it, but if you're, you know, if that's you're going to be bald,
thinning is different. Mm-hmm. If you are,
and so
if you
many
are
guys, hair pieces and
stuff
like
if
that,
you are already, look, it also depends on how you feel comfortable. Your bit. There's many factors. Mm-hmm. I'll say that the one real takeaway was, as I said earlier at the beginning of the show, that I never thought I could actually pull this off. Mm-hmm. And I also was very, in a weird way, I never thought I looked like my father or mother. Mm-hmm. But seeing my father for all these years bald,
and then
having just been shaved, I sat there, I'm like, this is my dad. It was one of those moments I realized
that point.
His dome and my dome. I was like, this is the same dome.
Yeah.
I was not adopted. This is the first time.
Cut from the same block of marble.
Yes. It was great. Now, I wish I would have been in a happier mood or celebrated.
I felt the same way when I looked at my ears and realized that these ears that look like the scrotum of a brontosaurus are genetic, that I get them. And then I looked at my son. And he's going to have the same ears, you know, with the lobe. The lobe that you literally, the foreskin lobe that I can pull down like this.
Wow.
And just go like that.
Yeah.
And you realize certain aspects of physical appearance that is, you get from your family.
Late in life, though, it was a treat to put together.
Yeah. That's cool, though.
You know, it's I think it's great, but obviously you are going to grow the hair back.
Yeah.
But if you choose not to, I think that wouldn't be a thing.
The meeting that happened with a local national broadcaster in the afternoon that I had not met yet, that may or may not be a customer here at Podcast Village.
Right.
That meeting went really well.
Did he seem scared?
Was that the famous person?
No, this is a different famous person, Mike. And
do I know about this famous person?
No, you don't. I don't think anybody knew. I didn't know they were going to come 100%. It was 50-50, so I never mentioned it to anybody. So,
can you text me who the person is?
I will. I'll text you after the program. No, because I know you. You just can't keep it in your pants. I can't. You
come
cannot be trusted, Mike.
Now you're making
during a broadcast, you cannot
it,
be trusted.
Promise on my son's life, I promise.
No, you know
I will
what, Mike?
Share it.
I believe you, but we can prove it after the show.
I don't. I do not.
So,
does Pony know who it is?
No.
Pony doesn't even know where he is.
This is at 4 p.m. 4 p.m. The gentleman came through.
So many things going on.
Mm-hmm.
So he walks through, and we had not met. And if he looked at my LinkedIn page, I don't look. This is not the.
Was it Bob Steele?
The headshot.
Was it Bob Steele? Was it?
I mean, Bob Steele from Hartford?
That's the guy.
God damn. Wow.
The gentleman
all the big DC guys are dead, so I couldn't.
Is he a radio guy or a TV guy?
He's a television guy. So
based in Washington.
I don't know 100%. To be honest with you, this was a connection that was made beyond.
Was it Fred Weiss?
My pay grade. No, it wasn't Fred Weiss. Thank you.
Just checking.
This is somebody who wants to use the facilities.
It was looking at the facilities. Yes, a prospective client. Nothing was set in stone, but the meeting went really
exciting.
Well.
It was so exciting that you. You made note of it, that you were happy about it.
Well, I was happy because he had never met me, and
so he had no baseline.
He had
to
no baseline
the
for me. The only baseline he had was a connection through the LinkedIn page with a headshot of a man in a suit and a full head of hair
and a beautiful smile.
Is he on TV now?
Yes. So he's
got to be a news person.
A news person. I can confirm that. So the gentleman
based in Washington.
I don't know that. I just know that he's not a news.
Is he more
person.
Like a host?
You know what? Let that go. This is about the head.
I can't
the bald
let it
head.
Go now. I can't.
The bald
I'm
head.
We covered your bald head. I don't care about your bald head anymore. I'm just
it's sort
kinda,
of funny
like,
covering a bald
does
head.
Does anybody in the building know? Does anybody in the building right now know?
Does Peach know?
No. Because they were all working on the other broadcast.
Well, she had a picture taken with Vivica A. Fox.
Yes. Wasn't that a sweet picture?
It was.
It was very, very much.
I left. I didn't get a chance to meet Vivica A. Fox. I was in the other meeting. Mm-hmm. And when we left, I left.
Who was the guy with the long hair next to Vivica Fox?
Oh, that's Paul Wharton.
Yeah, Paul Wharton.
He appears on the Sarah Fraser show sometimes, and he has his own show as well.
He's also been on Bravo and The Real Housewives of D.C.
So he's a TV guy.
Yeah, TV guy.
All right. Is he...
famous?
Right.
He's famous in his own right.
Yeah.
Is he in the world of Emmy nominated? No, yeah. Not in the world of. Oh, he might have a cosmetic line. I'm not sure.
I thought it was a hairline.
It might be a hairline.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of hairlines, here's Oscar.
Yes. He had that designer look to him. Yeah. Like he might be.
Which was good to see at that type of production. His team that came in here was, I would say, 15 people deep.
Wow, really?
Took over the. They were filming a pilot.
Okay.
Vivica A. Fox, what I heard reports are that she was a 10 out of 10 as a person and a talent.
I just got the text.
Yes.
Oh.
Sean Hannity.
Oh, he's very good.
Well, that's pretty good. Sean Hannity. He wants to do a podcast.
He walked in,
he's
like, I see you're extreme with your haircuts as well.
And you know what, Mike? You're right. Not a news guy.
Yeah. That's neat.
When I tell you, Mike, you're going to be like, I can't believe you went through all that for nothing.
I know. You're playing that game, but I'm still curious. And I'll be curious until I know. Hot soup! We will take a break. If you don't tell me, I'm going to take the cattle prod, please. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
You can buy a lot of neat things through Amazon. Barber clippers, barber shears, barber aprons, barber chairs, the movie Barbershop on DVD, talcum powder, scalp conditioner, combs, that blue liquid stuff for disinfecting combs, hair gel, hair tonic, shampoo. Well, you get the point. The best way to shop through Amazon is through the box at the top of MikeOmerasShow.com. Because when you do, the guys get a little taste of the action. So get busy and get shopping today. And remember, when you buy something, say something. Thank ye.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you are thinking about saving money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? You can refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay. That's why lower than the average credit card interest rate. That's way lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. Mm-hmm. You could get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. So say goodbye to high interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. Our listeners get an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. But the only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/TMOS. That's LightStream.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply. And offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information. And we subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% autopay discount. Terms and
forgive me.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well.
How was your party?
The party was actually a delight. It's not normally something.
Rob went to a block party.
It's not normally something, a block party, sometimes it feels almost like an obligation. And when
is it your neighborhood block party?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. So it's like maybe 10 houses, 10 or 11, 12 houses on our block.
What did they say about your haircut?
They said, God, Oscar really looks great. They said it surprised them, and they're so pleased that you're happy.
Was it an interesting afternoon? Did anybody throw up? Was there a fist fight, or is it just something that'll be put on the Vanilla America album? I'm just curious about
it. It went later than we thought, because it didn't start till 5, and there was thunderstorms. And there was a fury of Evite stuff going round back and forth about whether or not they're going to postpone. And, of course, I was voting make it go because I had made Jell-O shots that morning. I got up early in the morning to make Jell-O shots.
So
and
that
I had,
falls into the category. You put the effort in. You don't want those sitting in your freezer. You'd rather get out there and
well, I want
have
to share them.
Consume.
Exactly. I didn't want to drink 60 Jell-O shots myself.
Who's going to party with all those Jell-O about? Shots?
I'm sorry. What was that? What?
No, I'm saying, Mike, this is exactly the same question I'm asking. If you're expecting 60 Jell-O shots to be consumed,
right?
how many people show up to this block party?
I'd say there was 25 people, but some of them kids.
Oh.
So, you know.
That sounds like the same old. Were there any new neighbors involved in this?
One new couple across the street, and they're very nice. I like them. They're a nice, nice couple, youngish couple.
How old, roughly?
I would say mid-20s, 25, 26.
Party time couple.
Yeah, and they brought their own beer, but they all hit the Jello shots.
Okay.
But you see,
Who's the celebrity she most resembles?
She is a little bit like a younger version of the blonde wife on Modern Family.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was very happy to have them in the neighborhood.
You know when I knew Oscar? I knew when he low-keyed it a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how he wanted to move by it? You couldn't stop staring at her, could you?
She was quite fetching.
But
was she quite fetching.
Was she the belle of the ball?
Yeah, but hard to say because...
Are there other bells of the ball there in the neighborhood?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say so. I'd say there's two or three at the top of the list.
Was her husband built for speed or pleasure?
He also had a shaved head.
Oh, really?
And he said, I hate that I don't look as good as Oscar.
Oh, please.
But
Was he equally somebody who was easy attractive. On the eye? Were they a nice-looking couple?
Yes, and they have a beautiful son. So they made a good-looking baby.
Fertile.
So.
Okay, so they've got a cute, and how old's the son?
Son's little, like 7 months.
Okay.
And he was in like a bouncing apparatus deal. There was a lot of kids there. And there was like a four or five between two and three. And it was fun to watch them play around. And, you know, kids are good and something like
that. When you go into the block party, and this is something that for my neighborhood, I no longer do it. But in the day, back in the day, when I was a younger man, and I want to say this and be as politically correct as I possibly can. In my younger days, one would always wonder if a social event would include a number of people that were, how do I say this delicately, pleasant to be around, which means just like being there, you would hope that that particular wife or that particular girlfriend or that particular fiance would be there because they... Do you still get a little of that?
Well, I've been in the neighborhood, next March will be 10 years. And so I can, in my head, mentally rank who I want to be there and who I don't care if they show or not, and those who I don't wish to be there.
Also, are any of the people, and I'll say people, not women,
thank you,
that you want to be there, do you want them to be there because they're, you know, they're hotties?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
There was a good
doesn't exist in my neighborhood, especially down in Florida.
Yeah, not on the menu, right?
No, because you're the couple.
Carla's the
one. And you control whether or not she's there.
No, but that's how bad it is. No, that's where you want to see where my neighborhood is aged out. The men don't. It's like
she looks like a lot of work.
That's good. That's good potato shedding, baby.
That's true.
There was a nice, I would say, good 7 months of clarity between. Relationships in my life.
Okay.
I was lucky enough to always outkick my coverage as far as the girls I dated.
Sure.
Right? Really. If you look at me 5 years ago and even I would say 8 years ago, I was I'd say I'm more attractive now than I was then. Right?
I definitely agree. It's amazing to me how good looking you remain.
No, that's not what I mean. I was lucky enough to date certain women,
right?
And as far as their looks are concerned,
it was
beyond. It was probably because I was on the radio or whatever for whatever reason.
I think we've all gotten very lucky with our women, yeah.
But between every relationship, I could see who really liked me or really liked staring at the women I dated.
I see.
Because when
did you ever find that as far as couples go,
yes,
that the women. That were with friends of yours, there would be women that would participate because you had an attractive girlfriend?
Well, both.
See, I found that to be the case. Women and men like to be around.
Yeah, it would be both.
My wife.
It would be both.
Yeah.
But the guys were really what stood out, where I was like, oh, we're friends.
Yeah.
And then we broke up, and then I realized, wait a second.
I was
friends with the guys first. It's not like couples split and they were friends with her still.
Right.
No, it was just to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's just a
pool party. This all makes more sense.
If Carla were ever to leave me in any circumstance, I would just be sitting in the living room going, you know, nobody's calling anymore. I don't understand that.
Now,
Michael, I suck.
The opposite can be true. for men.
Okay.
Because I've seen like really good looking guys throughout my life get those invites.
Right.
Right. It didn't matter what their girlfriend looked like. And especially in radio, it would be, hey, the good looking guys would always be like the drop dead ones.
Right.
Would always be the guys be like, hey, I'm having this party at the like so-and-so's house. And it could have been the assistant GM, and she was she was married and happy, but she wanted good looking people there.
It comes down to charisma, and some people are charismatic because they're good looking.
Yes.
And offer a certain amount of personality.
Up here in Maine, where I live, it might be wealth and educational level. Which is why I'm not included in any of this.
But you have the charisma of being charming.
As I pry this information out of you, so do you say, hey, I'm looking forward to this block party because there are going to be some
good looking women,
POAs running around.
And you know what? We don't ever do anything in our neighborhood. Our friends that we like socialize with are not our neighbors.
Yes. So
Mrs. Habersham, I'm Rob Spiewak. Can you come to the kitchen and help me with these Jello shots? Oh, I'm so lonely.
please, there's limes for the Coronas upstairs.
Do you like sound effects?
I think.
Are you a big fan of jingles?
I think last year we discussed the fact that no one thought to bring beer to the party, and I had some beer, not enough, but enough to at least get the party going a little bit last year, and that had everybody that made.
So this is still a work in progress.
But this year I overbought beer and I made the Jello shots, and
so
everybody.
You bring the booze?
Yeah, because I want to make sure it's done right.
Well, and does anybody else bring booze?
Another guy brought a cooler of some beer, but yeah, I did a case of Corona and a case of Budweiser and a case of Miller Lite, and I cut up limes and I made the Jello shots. And I brought the condiments.
He's like the best. He's the best host ever.
That would
be no one else would do that.
Did people was there food?
Oh yeah, everyone brought some food, and you know, some people overdid the food. Some people brought just the bare minimum. But you know, there was hamburgers and brats and hot dogs, baked beans, stuff like that.
Did anybody bring a bag of chips?
Yes, the neighbors across the street. Two houses down.
Oh hey, thank you, thanks for the effort. Thanks. Hey, the Slackersons are here. The Slackersons brought a bag of Utz chips. Me, Jim.
So yeah, and those
parties.
Those chips are not the big movers on the table either.
Any crying this year?
No crying. But Carrie,
it's a giant celery tray. Thank you. No, even though that's more of an effort than
I was food poisoned by one of those trays one time,
like a veggie tray.
Oh my god!
Yeah, airborne illness, man.
I think that the comment that should have got me right away was, we've had this in the car for some time, but I'm sure it's fine.
Oh no! So it wasn't the veggies; it was probably
a
dip.
A mid-20s room, and I was like, it'll keep. Oh my god, the next day was.
I'm reasonably sure that this man's been poisoned by tainted hummus.
The lady who had the crying drunken breakdown last year, who we call on our block Gladys Kravitz, because she's the one who is always looking and even talking out of her windows.
Was she there?
She was. And Carrie said, I'm surprised that Mrs. Kravitz didn't hit the Jello shots any harder than she did. And I said, what you didn't notice is how many times Mrs. Kravitz went back to her house to fill up her water dish or her water bottle.
Mrs. Kravitz on all fours drinking vodka out of a dish.
But
you can drink.
She had one of those thermal cups. She made a lot of visits back to make sure she was A-okay.
She didn't want to end up like Elaine dancing again. She just made out with a guy.
I think my favorite person on our block, I'll say it, is his name is Ryan, and his wife is beautiful, and they've got a nice kid, and he's the guy that employs Julia at the ice cream store. He owns the ice cream store. I've talked about him in the past. And
so
he said,
entrepreneur.
Yeah, and he said, so you made the Jello shots, huh? I said, yeah. He says, six colors. I said, yeah. He says, we have to have one of each. Determine what's best. And so we did. We went through and we did six.
Like Ryan already.
Like within an hour.
Is it officially, it's not a shot of alcohol.
I did the math. And when you make them the way I did, and I did a lot of research because I'd never made them before, one box of Jello was yielding for me 10 shots. Okay? So I bought little plastic cups and everything. And I felt like I was a 17-year-old going through Giant, and the only thing I was buying was ice, little plastic cups, and six flavors of Jello. It's like, a teenager?
Did they have a kick to them?
Yeah, they did, because I did the math and I said, you know, if you just use regular vodka, there's not that much booze in it. But Smirnoff makes an 80-proof vodka, but also a 100-proof vodka.
Attaboy. Mm. Brownie. that you put the 100 proof.
So, and what you do is you bring a cup of water to a boil, and then you dissolve the Jell-O in that. And then if you're just making Jell-O, you add another cup of water. But what I added was eight and maybe 9 ounces.
I don't care about any of that, Elton. Just put the 100 proof.
You see, what I'm telling you is that
it's a science.
Yes, I know it's a science.
Every shot had just under an ounce of vodka in it.
That's a powerful Jell-O. It was. Yes. Next time we're all together at something,
I'll make them.
If you come up here or I'm down there, I'd love to. That'd be fun.
Yeah, those are Cosby shots.
I promise you this, it burns a little going down, but a good burn.
Oh, see, that's great. If it's got a burn, that's awesome.
Because
they're usually foo-foo. It's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
That's the way I think about Jell-O shots. You probably did the same way, Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
And you decided to make them substantial.
This is why I researched the product. And this is why I'm sure people are a little late to work all over Loudoun County today.
That's a great idea. I like the... You know what? I think it's a good idea. Maybe we do put the recipe up.
For yeah, okay. Specific, that would be cool.
I shall.
Including the booze. That'll be great. Okay,
you got it.
We'll take a break. When we come back, I'll talk about my jealousy right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, ladies. It's me, Andrea, your heartthrob from the Italian mob. Have you ever thought to yourself, the one thing missing in my life is a nice Italian cannoli? Well, you've come to the right place. In an effort to please the female audience, the Mike O'Mara Show is letting me have my own show. But I won't be alone.
That's right! Dan the Fan Man here to tell you about our new show, Cannoli and the Cream. Our brand new radio show that has everything. Hijinks, low jinks, and in-between jinks.
I am the cannoli as I am tempting, Italian, and oozing for you.
And because I'm white, I'm the cream. And that's about it.
So come and listen to our new show, Cannoli and the Cream, and get it while it's still warm and bursting at the seams.
Available on the Less Broadcast Network.
Ciao, Ben.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm holding up this wonderful product called Fixed. F-I-X-D. Would you like to find out how you could save thousands of dollars in
Please.
Car repairs?
Yeah.
Because this little device right here, and I'll open the whole thing up here. This little
Tiny.
Device could alert you to over 7,000 issues with your car just by plugging it into your automobile. This is what they do, by the way, in modern electric automobiles now. And Fixed is there. When your car's check engine light comes on, you panic. You don't know what to do. Fixed is wonderful. I have tried this myself. It works. You need Fix, F-I-X-D. It's like a health monitor for your car. It connects to the free Fixed app on your smartphone. It's just amazing what technology is doing for us. Things that we used to have to rely on expensive
yes.
repairs for. You put it in your smartphone. It scans your car for problems. It tells you what's wrong with your car. Then you roll into a mechanic and immediately say, I need this fixed right away. And imagine the time you save on
yes.
this and the money. It alerts you over 7,000, as I told you, potential issues. You never have to wonder. It can save you thousands in unnecessary car repairs and hours of waiting around at a dealership. It can be installed in seconds on any gasoline car made after 1996. Anyone can do it. No tools required. We've all installed it, and we love it. Return it within 30 days for a full refund if you're not delighted, but you will be. So save money, time, and anxiety. Get Fixed today. Right now, you can get Fixed as low as $39. Plus, our listeners will get an additional 10% off when you enter the promo code TMOS at, let me see, it's www.listentomycar.com. Just go to www.listentomycar.com and enter the promo code TMOS for an additional 10% off.
Super easy.
The already so great. Discounted fest. The www, because the last time I saw it was in the 90s. Confuses me
okay.
sometimes, but we can fix that. That would be great. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Add my first triple take from Sarah Fraser through two panes of glass.
Oh, she just saw you for the first time.
Where
yeah.
she,
can we bring Hey Fraser in to just yes. get a reaction on your
where
your
I don't know if it was concern. I don't know if it was disgust.
Was it raw sexual conquest?
It was something. I don't know. I don't know if it's negative or positive.
Let's get the raw.
They're bringing her in here now.
Natural,
if you don't mind throwing her on that mic.
Reaction
right over here. If you don't mind.
Have a seat, Sarah.
Oh, there we go.
This is Sarah Fraser. She's host of the Hey
yes.
Fraser podcast.
Hey
Fraser, good friend of our show. She sat in with us before. And a Hey Fraser.
Hi, Mike.
How are you, sweetie?
I'm so good. I'm so sweaty, though. Oh, my God, Mike. I'm, like, wearing this white shirt, and I feel like you can probably see my bra, and I'm sweating through everything.
Yeah. That's my luck when the camera is not positioned where I can see it. All right, we had to, because Oscar said you saw him through two panes of glass. We had to get your unvarnished opinion of the shaved head Oscar Santana before we let you go about your day.
I don't even know, Mike. He's a cross between, like, a Nazi and, like, a karate chop man. It is so... I do not even know this man.
I think you'll find you'll get used to it awfully quick, but the initial shock is something.
It is, like, beyond shocking, Mike. I mean, honestly, like, you look like you're going to star in a Jackie Chan film right now.
That's a totally new take on it. I love that.
This is great. Well, I was right, because I was like, I saw, because the face that you made was either, oh my God, is he sick? Or, oh my God, you were just so shocked.
Yeah.
Okay, how long until it grows back? Because I don't know. Like, you're an attractive guy, but this is not attractive.
I asked, like, for unvarnished. We got it.
Counterpoint.
Baby.
There's your counterpoint, Mike. It makes it solid.
Yeah. How is your wife taking this?
Not, like, well. Not
it
well.
It is. Yes. I don't know that it looks good.
She's made peace with this. She's made peace. At least she's lied to me about it. She said the same thing. She said, you look like you're a white supremacist.
Yes.
And I said, but I'm Latin.
Right.
And she said, well, now you don't even look Latin. You just look like you're a white supremacist.
Well, I think the look we're going for here is the confused white supremacist.
Someone, he really does.
The self-loathing.
Like, Rob, you rock the bald.
Oh,
like,
you
look good. And if it's between that or the mullet, Mike, like, I would take Rob shaved. Mm. But Oscar?
Okay.
You might have a different answer after 24 hours. I'm curious.
We had a bet.
Wow.
Paid the bet. I'm living with the bet.
Yeah, okay,
horrible
Sarah.
Better.
Oscar, as far as our show is concerned, we know how, you know probably more than most, how hard he works at Podcast Village with everything that's going on here, and he works hard for the Mike O'Mara Show, but he does have a tendency for tardiness when it comes to our show, and it came to a head. It's come to a head, what, 10 times
over the years? Oh, my God,
through the years. Forever.
Oscar and I have had some of the worst fights over it.
Yeah.
And finally, it came down to a thing where we decided we'd do a bet. If Oscar shows up late or I show up late and we're in the chair ready to do the show at 9 a.m. Eastern time when we tape the Mike O'Mara Show, either one of us would shave a head. And Oscar made it almost
bet
to
with
the
guy
3 months.
Who lives at home.
I think he made it just past 2 months, actually.
Competing against... You're right.
I think Chris
Freitz... You're absolutely right.
Chris Freitz, who texted me in concern on Friday night about the haircut, he said, why would you make a bet with a man who has a home studio? And I said, because that's what we do, Chris Freitz.
Exactly.
They can't always be even Steven.
Well, you know, let's be honest. It was a motivational tool for
you. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. That's what it was. Yes. And so now he's shaved. And
wow.
Thank you for your unvarnished opinion.
Thank
Anything
you.
Going on that we should know about in the
What's
world
going
of
on
the
hey, Freitz?
Sarah Fraser?
Oh, my God. Well, Mike, I just got back from vacation with my boyfriend up north in Michigan, northern Michigan. So we're back live today, the Hey Fresh podcast, 12:30 p.m. on Facebook Live. So tune in. But you know, I'm in that like vacation fog. You know, when you come back, and you're like, I really want that margarita again.
Mm-hmm. Northern Michigan.
Michigan.
What part? Like
Glen Arbor, Michigan.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful part of the United States.
Beautiful.
Yes. Lots of great golf courses up there.
Yes. They were golfing all week. The weather was great. And Mike,
that's not where your family is, though, is it?
No, mine are Maine. Mine are not far from where Mike is.
Does he have family up there?
Yeah, he is. He's from outside Detroit.
I see.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because when people talk about other parts of the world where there is golf and it's beautiful, and the climate's a little better too than it is certainly in D.C. and in Florida. It's you get temperature, lower humidity, right? It's not too bad up there, is it?
Oh, no. Oh, my God. There was like hardly any humidity. You're right on the lake. You get that great lake breeze. Mm. It was great.
Wow.
And you can keep an eye on the Canadians.
Oh, yes.
I spend summers up here in Maine with the family, and I'm super close to all of my relatives, and so that might be why I'm looking for another destination during the summer. anyway, that's just some options. Just checking out some options. How are the real estate prices up there?
Oh, insanely high. Like,
really?
A lot higher. Yes. Like, a lot higher than you think. I'm like, we're
Detroit,
still in Michigan.
Right? Yeah, I thought, what happened?
Well, it's
all right,
a little
Carla, we're going on plan B. I'm shaving the head and we're moving to Myrtle Beach. That's it. All right. That's where we're going.
Mike, I will say this one last thing, though.
Yes.
Oscar's head shave makes you look exponentially hotter.
Like, big win.
And, yeah. And by the way, I've kept it close cropped and I just started going back with it again.
Yeah.
Because it got too long.
It
looks really good.
Like, you are by far, you have swept the show as the hottest. Like,
thank you.
Two.
God bless.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. That's right. The new co host of the Mike O'Mara show, Sarah Fraser.
Mike, I will be here on time. I'm ready to start tomorrow. It is your show. I just want Oscar's salary. Okay. I'm ready.
Thank you very much.
Let me know when you're ready for the shift, Mike.
Love
there
it.
You go. No
love
problem
it.
At all. I love that lady.
Thank you.
Hi, Sarah.
Thank you, sir.
That is wonderful. I was surprised.
Right?
I was surprised that
pulls no punches,
not a
hurts
fan.
Feelings.
Not a fan.
We're friends.
So your initial reaction look was accurate.
Oh, I knew that she was horried. One way or another, I was like, the T cell counts right. I wanted to ensure that was fine. But I knew something else was going to come around, and she did not fail us.
She's the exception that proves the rule.
That was the reaction I got from my wife. The same reaction.
Tomorrow on the show, I will tell you about my moment of insecure jealousy concerning my wife and our next door neighbor. I'm not proud of it, and I will be laying myself bare to you once again. You'll have to wait until tomorrow's show when I talk about, yes, I'm jealous of the young neighbor across the way. You know, because look, it's my wife, okay?
Sure.
I know how men think, all right? They think with that thing. That's what they think with. We'll take a break. I'll keep it till tomorrow. It'll keep. Trust me.
Yeah, put a lid on it.
It'll goddamn keep. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Yes, we boy. I heat
up. It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Frates. This week on Political Persuasions, we have our first ever guest. Mike and I sit down with former Democratic Congressman Steve Israel. We talk about the SCOTUS nominee, politics, and his new book, Big Guns. It's a conversation you don't want to miss. Tune in.
Informed. Intelligence. Irreverence. Political Persuasions.
You know, it's funny, having Steve Israel, former congressman, on the Political Persuasions show. After I got done with that show, it was a great show. Chris and I did if I do say so myself, we did a great interview with him.
Mm-hmm.
It was back and forth, and he was such a bright guy. He was so knowledgeable, and he was so intelligent, and he had such a breadth of knowledge of his colleagues and everything on the Hill. And I said, you know what? I'm not cut out for this. I could never be in this political arena. And then I watched some of those hearings with the FBI guy and listened to some of these people going, ba-di-ba-ba-ba. And I said, no, you can be an idiot and be
shocking.
In Congress, too.
Absolutely
you might
shocking.
Be overqualified, Mike.
Yeah, I totally agree. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the worst time of the year.
It is.
Your barber's Vespa broke down and he's so sad. Nobody likes your Jello shots, and your sister invited a buffer couple to your birthday dinner. What will you do? What will you do? Well, Captain of the Douche Patrol, how about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that is so great it can change you from Billy Sadison into Happy Gilmore.
Love it.
Ha 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 ha. La la la. I am woman. Hear me roar in numbers too big to ignore. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Tis truly a win-win. So please quit sucking, and we thank you.
News!
C'est non mon pion. Well, you know I like to lead with Bieber.
Oh, he's always at the top of your hit parade.
This is just a stupid, should not be the lead, funny story that I had to put on the lead of news you may not need because I put it together and gosh darn it, you like it.
Sure.
Justin Bieber posted a sexy picture of himself making out with his fiancée, Hailey Baldwin, in a hot tub.
Mm.
But something about it didn't quite sit right with known douche John Mayer. Now,
oh,
we all know
wow.
John Mayer's full of himself. He's a bit of a handful, but he does have that kind of Todd Moore funniness.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. Yes, that, yes. That,
by the you
intelligent
know,
the
whole, yeah, he's smart, shticky.
Yeah.
He commented, quote, interesting dynamic with the photographer in the hot tub. That's got to feel super third wheel. Yeah, because if you go back and look at the
so
picture.
So it's not like a selfie.
I urge you to check. No, it's not even close.
It's like a photo shoot.
They're embraced.
Wow.
And he added, quote, I see a lot of myself in this hot tub photographer. Imagine being in a hot tub on business. That's pretty funny. And then people commented on the picture that, you know, they didn't know where her hand was. So I urge you to go check out the picture. She's a fetching young lady. And but they both, when you see them like on a shot where you see all four eyes, where they're looking at the camera, they look like they're made for each other. They look like perhaps lights on, not a lot of people home. That's just my opinion.
Do you think he'll do good at a Baldwin family function?
Oh, absolutely. Well, it depends on what side of the table he sits on.
Couples also start to look alike.
Yeah.
After some time, they look alike.
Well, you know what? There's something that I've always theorized is that the people that are really self-indulgent and into themselves date people that look like themselves. And my test case was Valerie Bertinelli and Eddie Van Halen back in the day looked identical. And it was like, you're sexy because you look like me. I want to date you. So I think
that might be. Carl and I got together. A woman is suing.
So funny.
It was in a hot tub, right?
A woman is suing Alex Trebek Jeopardy fans.
Oh.
Because his dog almost attacked her. Here's how that works. The woman's name is Hannah Katai. Hannah Katai sounds like another Nell name.
Yeah.
Hannah Katai, tot, tot, and pizza pot. Hannah Katai says she was walking her yellow lab past Trebek's Los Angeles home when a big black dog on the property ran toward her. She turned to avoid it and fell into the street and into oncoming traffic.
Oh.
There was a large SUV that was heading straight for her, but luckily some guy was there to get her up and off the street, of course. But the woman says she was injured in the fall and also suffered mental and emotional damages, which have affected her ability to work. Okay. Mm. There's no word how much she wants from Alex, but you know, I'll take extortion for $100, Alex.
What is a baseless lawsuit?
Yes. Thank you. Exactly. Yours was better. France won its second World Cup, Oscar.
Oh la la!
Watched it. Was not shocked. Was rooting for Croatia.
4-2.
It should have been 6-1, France. Croatia had some lucky gets. The one goal was all right. But for a nation as big as West Virginia, as I mentioned before, to make it to the final of the World Cup is almost impossible.
Do you think next year West Virginia has a chance, though?
No chance.
West Virginia. I still don't feel bad for Croatia because my friend, Schmeichel Schmera, he actually did a little dive on the girlfriends of the Croatian defenders.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I'm surprised it wasn't 40-0. Am I right, ladies? I mean, really, those hotties. Russia was the host country when France won their first one in 1998. They beat Brazil at home because they were the host country. In this game, France scored the first goal 18 minutes in when a Croatian player inadvertently deflected the ball into his own goal. It's not that kind of country where he's going to get home and they're going to kill him and his family.
No.
France looked strong throughout the tournament, so the win wasn't a surprise, and they could be set up well for the future because they have good young talent. As far as the Croatian team, well, not the players, but the players' girlfriends, they are also rich in good young talent. Teenage forward Kylian Mbappe.
Yep.
M-B-A-P-P-E. Kylian Mbappe.
Yeah.
Mbappe.
It's Mbappe.
I got the pronouncer from the AP mic. It's
Kylian.
The AP pronouncer has it as Bernstein.
Kylian Mbappe.
Mbappe.
He scored the fourth goal for France. He's 19, and he became the first teenager to score in a World Cup since Pele scored two goals for Brazil in the 58 final.
Wow.
The match was briefly interrupted during the second half by four protesters who stormed onto the field wearing old school police uniforms. Security caught them and dragged them away. The punk group Riot, you know that group?
About cats, right?
They claimed responsibility on social media, saying the protest was about ending illegal arrests of protesters and allowing political competition in Russia. So they're still causing dissent.
Would you like to hear the clip of the interruption and how the announcers just can't
Love
handle something
that.
Like that?
Here Lay we go. It on me, All right. please.
Gotta be careful. Save made. Subasic. Griezmann then lost his footing on an empty net, trying to get back to the second ball.
And
we have
flash.
Now fans on the other side of the field. People have run out onto the field as Croatia wanted to come the other way. They're going to have to stop the match.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Ruining the party.
Come on, Charlie. So a bunch of people running onto the field.
Yeah, it was, and they just
also,
didn't know
they
how
just
to handle
stopped
it.
Talking.
Yeah.
You're sitting there, and you're like,
Come on.
The entire world is watching you say something.
I will miss being able to refer to people as Croats for another year. I like calling people Croats. Look at the Croats out there.
And interesting and how international, well, we should have known, and cosmopolitan the city is. Once France, you know, they sealed the deal and they won the World Cup, throughout the city, all day and all the rest of the afternoon and all evening, all I heard was honk, 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 honk. And every time I'd look outside my window or outside Podcast Village, people with a French flag driving around, just celebrating the World Cup win, while soccer is not the number one sport in the country. It is in the world.
Right.
So it was nice to see that.
Well,
people
cool.
celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, back in Croatia, they were enjoying new Cool Ranch Croats. In medium, large, and ethnic violence. According to a new study, you'll spend an average of $143,280 in your lifetime to treat yourself. Here's how it breaks down. We spend an average of $199 every month on things that aren't essential at all in our lives, but that we really want. That can mean anything from a candy bar or a new iPhone to concert tickets or a trip. Mm-hmm. That adds up to $2,388 per year. Over approximately 60 years of adult life, it comes to $143,280. The study also found stereotypically that women are three times more likely than men to spend money on massages and spa treatments, and men are more likely to spend money on cars and new technology.
He's always full of gadgets. That number actually seems low to me somehow. When you break it down to the monthly.
To you, the man who's never deprived himself of anything. I mean, how many concert tickets? If you added up how much you've spent in concert tickets in your lifetime,
as far as not just for me, but for Carrie and the kids, because I don't go to as many as they do.
Yeah, but if you collected all of them, at least it'd be the GDP of Croatia, right?
Yeah, it would be. It would be. And I still wouldn't have a good looking girlfriend.
Spending money on those Croats.
These are delicious.
The European Journal of New. Kellogg's Croats. Oh, they are so yummy.
K-E-L-L-O-G.
The European Journal of Clinical Nutrition looked at a bunch of smaller studies on how different types of drinks can help you recover from a big workout.
Ooh.
Ah. I love this. This is fun.
Yeah.
Researchers found that chocolate milk.
Say it like Aunt Lydia.
Chocolate milk for the handmaids.
Pretty good.
After their workout, chocolate milk does an even better job than sports drinks.
Really?
Gatorade. Ooh. Apparently, a lot of endurance athletes already know about this and do it all the time. After a really taxing workout, you need carbs, protein, fat, electrolytes, and vitamins to help your body recover. And chocolate milk has all of them.
Man.
I'm somebody that believes in, you know, why work out? Take a big, big jug of it right when you get up in the morning.
Yeah.
First thing.
They give you some plus points.
Yes,
a 2 gallon
sounds
guy.
Good during a workout. Yeah. You can do that. An average study found it took people about 6 minutes longer to feel exhausted when they drank that compared to a sports drink. The key to it is strenuous exercise, they said.
Oh,
you gotta do
okay.
It. Yeah, so we're out.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that.
Well, what we can do is we can do the first half. We'll just drink the drink. We don't have to do the exercise.
And put a scoop of vanilla ice cream in it.
Sure, and a blender.
Yeah. Haagen-Dazs. That'll be fun. And now a little something something. A Houston-based mattress company is offering a dream job for those who want to be paid to sleep. A bed-tasting snooze turn. A mattress firm said it's accepting applications through July 23rd for the paid internship. Paid, which would involve testing out new and popular beds while chronicling the experience in videos and on social media platforms. Mm. Applicants must be at least 18 years of age, be proficient in napping, regardless of time of day, be interested in exposure to different surfaces, textures, and sleep positions, and be, quote, passionate about sleep and comfort. On a related note, Carrie Spiewak has left her Virginia home and family and moved to Houston. Thank you very much. There we are. A little one for your wife today.
It's awesome.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Grace the intern. Recently, I've become an aunt. And to be honest, babies are a bit difficult. But I've learned something while rocking a crying baby back and forth. I've found that all babies are instantly soothed by listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Plus, studies show that the Mike O'Mara bonus show will raise their IQ more than listening to Mozart. And don't worry about the swearing, babies are too young to talk anyhow. So if you want a happy, intelligent infant unlike any other, subscribe to the bonus show package and listen as your baby coos with delight at the show's hilarious extra content. Who wouldn't want their baby growing up with such educational audio? Just click the bonus show banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon, and it's Amazon Prime time. Prime time.
It's Amazon Prime Day starts at 3 o'clock on the east, noon on the west coast today.
Yes.
And so you got to get, it's going for 36 hours.
If you're listening to this, it's probably going on.
Get on it.
If you need it, Amazon has it. Make sure you access Amazon.com through the TMOS website. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day, Rob Spiewak?
I marveled at this when I saw it on Friday. Wahl, W-A-H-L, has always made the best hair clippers that you can buy, but now they make cordless hair clippers that stay charged for 90 minutes, so you don't have to worry about plugging them in and keeping them plugged in by the cord. This is the model that Antonio used to give Oscar his new look. The Wahl Professional 5-Star Cordless Magic Clip, number 8148. Great thing to buy on Amazon Prime Day. Remember, it's the Black Friday of online shopping.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find the trimmer and more at MikeOmeraShow.com. Remember, the only way that you could ensure that we get credit for your purchase is to access Amazon through our website. It costs you nothing but means the world to us. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Monday. Monday, as they say in the Midwest. Yes. Not day. Why say the day when you can say E? Monday. You coming over Monday?
Monday.
No, I was thinking Tuesday. What about Wednesday? How about Thursday?
Monday.
You know who else? That was a big one for Sonny Jurgensen, so it must be in the Carolinas as well.
Monday.
Every day, Sunday, in the NFL. Rob Spiewak, what do you have for us today?
There is so much news to be had and digested, and everyone has a favorite outlet. Mike's has always been 12 News in Phoenix, Arizona. Are you still following them?
Oh, my God. I watch them before I watch CNN.
Yeah. What happened is they got their first rainstorm in Phoenix in a long time.
It's monsoon season.
It was a monsoon, and so what did they do? They put Crystal Henderson, and you know she's great because she spells her name K-R-Y-S-T-L-E.
Like Crystal Light.
Yeah, Crystal Henderson.
Crystal Henderson.
So
I know this is going to be somebody smart.
So they put her out in the monsoon with a hat and a big umbrella. Now, here's the thing about a monsoon. It's rainy, right? But it's also windy.
I know that.
Everyone knows it's windy.
My first monsoon when we moved to Phoenix to do radio, I thought we were having a hurricane. That's how horrible it is.
It's incredible when they get them there. And I landed, not in a monsoon, but in a heavy rain in Phoenix. So I love stories like
that. So Crystal is fighting the elements and she's just trying to do a stupid live cutaway. She doesn't have any story. It's just the fact that it's raining and
it's
she's
Crystal
holding
Henderson.
Up with a K. It's Crystal with a K. On 12 News Phoenix.
I'm right outside the 12 News studios and with all this rain.
She also does audiobooks for children. No, not really. It's not really a soothing lullaby voice, is it?
Here's a voice that'll bring the cats to the door.
Here comes Crystal. Hey, she's coming back again.
I'm right outside the 12 News studios and with all this rain coming down, you can imagine why the umbrellas are going up, but instead, as you can see, it's inside out.
Okay,
I'm having to break this wind, you guys.
Crystal.
First, it went from day to night. Then it went from complete dryness to
Crystal.
Now I am soaked.
Weather.
Now, what's great before we get back to
weather, Crystal.
She's not even at like a scenic location. She literally stepped outside the stage. This was some producer saying, I don't know, put Crystal outside. You know, Crystal with a K. Let's get back to her.
Soaking storm. It looks like we went from the desert to the tropics in the middle of a hurricane.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, this is insane. It looks like our dry streak of 119 days has now come to an end. Still waiting for those official reports.
Shut up.
Oh my goodness. I mean, looking at this storm approaching from the east, it looked like doomsday. And there goes my hat.
There goes her hat.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. You know what? Let's get Crystal out of that. It doesn't look safe.
There we are.
It really isn't.
Let's get Crystal. She's going to be risking her.
Phoenix is a bridge market to any other market in the country, right?
Yeah. Even a little bigger than that one.
Crystal might be actually, it might be a bridge market for Crystal to maybe take to the stage.
So the idea that Crystal's so enamored by this is probably says that she has never been in one, right?
Could be.
So for her, college town she came out of has never seen a monsoon.
Right.
Now, the anchor's response is, we look like idiots.
Yeah.
You look like an idiot.
Let's
live in the area.
Off camera, please. She's embarrassing our entire
It's
news
gone 40
operation.
Seconds too long and her hat blew
please,
off. And
for God's sake. All right. Yeah,
they stood in line for 2 days to get a Build-A-Bear. That after this. 12 News. I made a connection. I've been binge watching Seinfeld's new season of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. And I watch that, as they say, it's guest dependent. I'm not going to watch it if I don't care about the guest. But if I like the guest, it's okay. This week, though, he talked about, on this episode, do you remember when Tom Hanks was first starting to host Saturday Night Live, it was back in the John Lovitz era, and they did a bit where they were comedians backstage at a comedy club, and all they did is, hey, what about this? That's crazy. I didn't realize this. This is before Seinfeld was famous. This is because the Saturday Night Live guys saw Seinfeld at a comedy club and were making fun of him before anybody knew who he was.
Oh, my God.
So this is from Comedians in Cars, and there's also a clip of Tom Hanks doing it. But this is Jerry Seinfeld being made famous before we even knew he was famous.
One of the greatest moments of my career was when they did a sketch about me on SNL before anybody even knew who I was. Lovitz, Dana Carvey, Dennis Miller, and Hanks, Tom Hanks.
Right.
And somebody had said that there was this guy in the clubs, and a lot of other comedians were imitating the way he talks.
Where did the house get all these baskets of clothes? It was a three-hour tour. A three-hour tour. What are they going to do? Change their outfits every 10 minutes? I have got to know.
The funny part was, the bits they were doing, which were supposed to be bad, made me laugh. They were funny.
It made so much sense to me after the fact that they were making fun of Jerry Seinfeld.
This is before Seinfeld was even known.
Yeah, it was.
And so, I said it like that.
Who knew that?
So that's incredible.
So cool.
And it's had to be very cool for Jerry to realize right away that he was being mocked before they knew he was
even
anybody.
Being mocked. Yeah. They were doing his act.
Ariana Grande has a new song out, and a guest star on it is Madonna. And I think you'll like her spoken word portion. You will recognize it.
And he said the universe when I'm the company.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my sisters. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon you.
The song is called God is a Woman, and it's not much of a song, but I do like that spoken word piece.
That's amazing, because Ariana Grande, normally the songs are incredible.
Yeah, she has a really a good ear. She has a good ear is what her deal is. Who writes these songs?
I don't understand. It's more like they are concerned about how she looks than how she sings.
So we're going to close with this. I got an email from a listener, and I love it when the subject line just reads, I love stupid people. Okay. And this is, it sounds to me that they're German.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in a basement, and there's a wood-burning stove, and it's glowing nice and hot. And the Germans throw an aerosol cannon to the stove, and they wait. And it sounds a little something like this.
Yeah, it's ganz ruhig.
Das könnt ihr nicht machen. Oh, Robin.
Cans in the stove now.
Gut, dass niemand weiß. Silikonspray. Dose wird so heiß. Hey, Junge. Das war erst die Ruhe vor dem Sturm.
Oh.
Ach, du Scheiße. Ach, du Scheiße.
You have to play it one more time.
I will, and I would like to tell you guys, there's no indication that they're drinking except the burp at the front.
They're drunk. They're drunk Germans.
And this is the take. We do not put an aerosol can in your wood stove.
Das könnt ihr nicht machen. Robin. Das ist
der Gut, dass niemand weiß. Silikonspray. Dose wird so heiß. Hey, Junge. Das war erst die Ruhe vor dem Sturm.
So great. So great.
That may be my favorite in the last month.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have awesome. A great Monday, everybody.
Nice.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara. I just wheeze. Boom. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob after midnight tonight.
Late tonight.
With two B's. It's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mailing address for all of Oscar's skincare for his melon gifts.
Okay, yes.
TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Remember, voting, the engine of freedom and democracy. It requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.